What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're talking about guns and gun rights. And over at SB Tactical, which is one of the most popular AR-15 pistol brace manufacturers, they were hit with a data breach ahead of a recent ruling by the ATF. The breach captured customer data, including names, addresses, credit card information. And the pistol brace manufacturer has sold millions of units and is one of the most popular stabilizing brace brands in the U.S. And somebody hacked into them to get the information about who's been buying these gun parts. All righty, down in the Florida panhandle in Pensacola, two good guys with concealed guns detained a suspect accused of shooting at two women outside the Bingo Paradise in Pensacola. So that's, again, that's why we have a right to keep and bear arms, to protect ourselves from the bad people, to protect ourselves from criminals at a time when the government really doesn't seem to really care that much about taking care of the criminals. In fact, they go after the law abiding. Now, we talked about this incident at the Houston Taco restaurant where a customer shot and killed an armed robber last week. Well, the district attorney, Kim Ogg, who's backed by George Soros, okay, apparently let the career criminal out on a bond, and he promptly went on another crime spree, and now he is ordering the gentleman who shot the armed robber, the hero, to face a grand jury. And I think the prosecutor needs to face a grand jury. I mean, there's a very obvious bias in Soros's view of the universe that we're going to treat the criminals very gently. And, you know, anybody who tries to protect themselves and their property, they're the bad guys here. You know, which sounds like organized crime to me. All righty. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, good day to you. What's on my mind today is what's going on with BDI Biden with these documents, classified documents he had, and the media, Washington media, don't even want to talk about it.
No, they don't. Apparently, these documents were discovered quite some time ago, and they kept it under wraps, and finally the story broke into the public eye.
Well, accordingly, from what I heard, Mike, the documents were found like 10 days before the midterm elections. So they know that came.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, Mike, the whole thing is a giant cabal, like I've been saying. But they're not going to do nothing to BDI. BDI is going to get away with stealing millions of dollars. Him and Hunter, the wife of Hunter, the stripper of Hunter, wants to name the baby Biden, and they're going crazy. The Biden family. You heard about that, Mike?
Oh, yeah, I've heard about it, and, you know, if it's Biden's child, it should have Biden's name. That's my opinion right there.
Yes, sir. Totally agree. Now, Mike, I was watching the news, Newsmax a little bit about 2 hours ago, just a minute or so, and if, Congressman Fallon in Texas, he's already got the articles of impeachment against Mayorkas. Mayorkas is in a little doo-doo here. So we'll see what happens with this. It's going to be interesting.
Well, yeah, he's not really in that much doo-doo. The House can and probably will impeach him, but the Senate will not remove from office.
More than likely, you're right. Yes. But you know, Mike, those people, the senators that don't do that, in the 24 election, they will be held accountable, and there will be some big shebang going on about that.
Well, they'll just get more of those electronic voting machines to protect them.
Right, exactly, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, Mike, another thing, I couldn't call on your show yesterday, but you had some great calls, as usual. But, yeah, Mike, this whole thing is right now what it's leading to with the immigration all over the United States. Here, we're down here, they're trying to flee in here from Haiti.
Yep.
They had a thing in the Miami Herald that 9 out of 10 Haitians in Haiti, Mike, want to come to Miami, to South Florida. What are we going to do here? What is this? I mean, you got to call in the military. That's all you can do. Even on the border of Texas and You call the military.
Yeah, if you look at the numbers, this is an invasion, and Joe Biden is violating his oath of office by not protecting our shores. He's also in violation of Title VIII.
Correct. And you know, here in Florida, DeSantis has already brought out the National Guard. The Coast Guard is on alert to ship them all back wherever they come from. And that's how it's got to be, Mike. We cannot absorb this insanity anymore.
Our economy cannot sustain it. And, you know, they just busted three repeat sex offenders trying to get across the border again. So, it's insane.
It is insane. And, you know, Mike, nobody's being prosecuted for this. There has to be prosecution for this invasion. People who are allowing this need to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Until we start applying the laws that are on the books, Mike, this country is, it's a disgrace. That's the word for it, disgraceful.
Yes, it is.
Totally disgraceful. So I just hope, you know, that America wakes up. But, you know, and, you know, Mike, again, I was watching, I don't watch it because I can't stand the NFL, how it's sissified itself from the last 30 years. But, Mike, every commercial they have, I hate to say this, you know, I sound like I broke a record. But it's always a blonde-haired woman with a black Afro-American guy in these commercials. What's going on here? Or a redheaded girl?
Well, a lot of people have noticed that now. They're selling this idea of a pan-racial population. The only ones who aren't talking about intermarriage between different races are the Israelis who want to remain pure and so forth and so on.
Absolutely. There it is. Bingo. That's it, Mike. And, they're making sure their daughters are, in the faith, you know what I mean, in the cabal. So, yeah,
yes.
It's just disgraceful. But, I see this whole country just totally unraveled. We'll see. I mean, we got a Republican Congress barely, and I don't really see much happening. Now, maybe the thing with the IRS was really good. I'm hearing now this guy, Congressman Carter in Georgia, he's wanting to make it where it's a consumption tax. Did you hear about that, Mike?
Yeah, and I was seeing a lot of stuff on social media about, you know, abolishing the income tax and the IRS, and, you know, they're not well-liked. And I think the big problem is, my problem is that if the government were taking our money and spending it on us, that would be one thing. But what's going on is our government is plundering, looting our money to send to Ukraine and Syria and to Israel to keep the borders open, to control our freedom of speech regarding the safety of the vaccines. I don't give my consent to any of this.
I mean, neither, Mike, and absolutely right. And, you know, you have this Congresswoman Tenney. Today she was on TV, and she's saying that the 80 some billion dollars that Biden was going to give the IRS agents should go right to the border, and then give the Border Patrol agents a big raise. And
I agree.
She wants to give $30 billion to build a wall. She wants to have double fencing and everything. And she's absolutely right. So we'll see how this happens. And people who don't go along with that in the Republican side, they should be primaried right out of office. Because the Congress...
Well, you know, it doesn't have to be that expensive. I've been maintaining all along that we could secure our border just by putting alligators in the Rio Grande.
I totally agree with that, too, Mike.
100%.
Right. Like, so, you know, we'll see how this is going to play out, Mike. It's really interesting what's going to happen here now in the next 6 months, I believe. That's the timeline, because BDI Biden's probably going to declare for the presidency. And we can't allow BDI to get back in there for another 4 years. It'd be massive.
Well, you know, they stole the election for him in 2020, and they'll just steal it again in 2024. And that's why I keep saying the biggest threat facing our nation is the fact that the elections are completely dishonest. And right now, you can tell all the people that were involved in stealing the election, Democrats, the voting machine companies, the corporate media that covered up for it, they're all in a panic over what's going on down in Brazil, because they think it could happen here. And, yeah, it could potentially happen here.
Yeah, Mike, you know, there's, you know, speaking of one of the ladies, the Afro-American ladies, Diamond and Silk, she passed away. And I believe what happened there is... it's a vaccine. Instead of an accident, she got vaccinated. She took the vaccine, died. She took it's called a vaccine. Exactly what's happening here. These vaccines are killing people.
Well, I'm not able to confirm, you know, that she was. I'm not able to confirm that she was vaccinated, you know, close to the time of death. They are saying the death was completely unexpected. She didn't have any pre-existing conditions here. But until somebody actually says, yes, she got a booster shot 2 days or a week before she died, I don't want to go there here. I don't want to get hysterical about this.
No, I understand that, Mike. But they did say that she caught COVID in November. And I'm just wondering... So, Mike, I hope one of your callers or you talk about this. I really want to know what the numbers are for the people who took what Trump took called Regeneron. I really like to know what Regeneron, because I heard it's like it regenerates you, and it must be a wonderful thing because I never hear people who took Regeneron actually dying. So I would like to know if somebody could call in, a medical guy or something, tell me about Regeneron. And what are the benefits and what are the pitfalls of it? Because it sounds like...
Well, you know, in the former Soviet Union, their medical system operated on two tiers. There was quality medical care, including Western pharmaceuticals, for the elites, and everybody else got placebos.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, Mike, I don't know how it's going to play out, but the whole country seems like it's cockeyed, I guess you could call it, or cuckoo, or nuts, or whatever.
It's gone off the rails, is how I describe it.
It really has. And, you know, Mike, again, I'll let you go. I know you got another call, but I'm just going to leave it like this, Mike. Here looking at South Florida when all these people come from all over these Caribbean islands wanting to come here, Mike, this place has, let's not kid ourselves, Mike, this place is becoming a third world. And I can tell you why, Mike. Everywhere you go, there's people with chickens running all over. I mean, it's crazy. I can't tell you. It's a crazy situation. You got Santa Ana. You see plastic bags with dead bones, goats and cats and dogs in them. And I mean, Mike, it's crazy. And then you got, you know, of course you got voodoo. And I don't know what to say, Mike. It's crazy. And I don't know what's happening out in California. I know California's ready to fall in the ocean. But, you know, here, Mike, here in the southern part of Florida, it's like this has been totally, like, I have to admit, Trump was right.
Yeah, I mean, you raise an interesting possibility there. You know, maybe all this massive flooding is going to wash the illegal immigrants back out into the Pacific Ocean. And, you know, the sharks will get them.
Wouldn't that be a big wave? That would be awesome.
Yep.
That could be possible. But, yeah, Mike, let's just leave it at that. I tell you, this country's going to go third world in the next 10 years. And I'll leave you on this thought, Mike. I'll bet you in 10 years when the illegals take over the whole voting system in California, they're going to rename the state Mexifornia. Mark my word, it won't be California no more. It's going to be Mexifornia. That's exactly what's going on. And the fentanyl is going to keep pouring into the country. And, you know, it's unrelenting. And by the way, Mike, did you see the doctor for Donald Trump that gave Donald Trump the cognitive test 4 years ago? Remember, everybody's saying how Donald Trump might be crazy and he should take a test. They never did that for Biden. And his name is Ronny Jackson. And Ronny Jackson, I don't know if you got to hear him last night, Mike, but that guy was right on the money with their. He even admitted all these Democrats are doing with these illegal aliens is using it for votes.
Yeah,
he said it on major TV.
That's it. That's their entire. You know, and these illegal immigrants have to understand that you know, once they voted, the Democrats will have no more use for them. They're not going to get the free stuff anymore. They're just going to be abandoned and, allowed to be homeless. I mean, a lot of those illegals are already homeless. I mean, they had to sweep them out of the streets in El Paso, you know, to make the place look good for, you know, his presidency.
Yep, you got it, Mike. So it's just a crazy thing we're dealing with here. And nobody's going to get, like I said, nobody's getting prosecuted for what they've done to this country. It's shameful.
I agree.
Even my cat's suffering. I got my cat right here meowing, Mike, and he's even getting hungrier by the minute. Go get a rat. Go get your lizard. But no, man, it's seriously the price of the food, pet food's gone off the chain, Mike. You know that.
Yeah.
You have a dog, I'm sure. And what they're doing to the economy, they're shattering the economy. There's no question.
Yeah, Mike, I agree.
Gas, but now they're getting rid of all the electric. All the gas stoves. Now you got to go electric up north.
Yeah, I have a question about that. Okay, when one of these electric cars has the battery explode and burst into flame, is it still a zero emissions vehicle?
Wow, great point. No, it ain't. That's it. There it is.
All right.
It really is. All right, thanks, Mike. Thanks for taking my time. Thanks, sir.
All right. Thank you. We're going to go to Joe in Alaska. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to comment on the very first story you started with today. Bomb cyclone, right?
Well, they're calling it that, or atmospheric river. You know, they're just making up these names as they go along.
Well, yeah. Well, the comment I'd like to make is not actually my comment. It's a comment from the administrator in University of Alaska Fairbanks of the HAARP Array, which is up and running right now. Quote, "So don't be afraid if the weather gets nasty right now. HAARP is being used by NASA to detect the interior of an asteroid," unquote. Now, the asteroid you may be familiar with, Apophis, which has apparently been elevated to the apophysis of space rocks, because Apophis is associated with earthquakes, thunder, darkness, storms, and death, and is sometimes linked to the god Seth.
Okay.
Excuse me. And in addition to that, the Cascadia subduction zone about to blow, swarm of hundreds of small earthquakes rattle Vancouver Island.
Yeah, that story I was following with the seismology labs, but you need to understand that the HAARP array uses frequencies that bounce off the ionosphere, and so it cannot look out into space, and it certainly does not have the resolution to probe the interior of an asteroid that is, you know, millions of miles away from Earth at this time. So I agree with your gentleman there saying, you know, just the weather's going to be unusual and take the appropriate precautions. But I think he's smoking opium. I think he's smoking opium as far as the rest of it's concerned.
She, not he.
She, all right, she, all right.
They specifically are trying to figure out how to slice and dice this asteroid before it gets here in 2029.
Well, that was the purpose of that recent mission where they actually, plunged, an impactor into an asteroid and measured how much they shifted its orbit. Apophis, it's still the possibility of it hitting Earth is very, very remote, but they are working on that. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll let you go with that, but tomography is something it's been used for ever since it was built. Thank you.
Okay, that is not my understanding of what HAARP is doing or being used for. I know there are similar facilities in other countries as well. And what my understanding is that HAARP is a platform to develop an over-the-horizon imaging radar by bouncing off the ionosphere in order to maintain surveillance at a distance when the satellites are shot out of the sky in the opening moments of World War III. My understanding is they're having a great deal of difficulty because the ionosphere is not a smooth sphere, but is continually turbulent. They're trying to use the equivalent, the electronic equivalent of adaptive optics to make this thing work. And that's my understanding about what HAARP was really supposed to be doing here. Okay.
Gatekeeper.
Okay. And all right. Thank you very much for that. And yeah. Okay. So let's see. We're coming up on another commercial break here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. And we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
And welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Mike in Brazil. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Good day to you. I want to keep you up to date what's happening here in Brazil. Okay, it's not very nice. Actually, it's a tragedy. You know what the police did? If you're probably aware that there were like more than 10 million people flooding the capital of Brazil, which is Brasilia. Mm-hmm. And the Supreme Court chief, Alexandre de Moraes, okay, he's one son of a bitch, okay, that I can say that all day long. He ordered the prison. He issued an arrest warrant for Bolsonaro, who's in Miami. Okay, and he said that the minute he sets foot in Brazil, he will be arrested. The guy has not committed any crime whatsoever, nothing. Meanwhile, all the ministers appointed by Lula, they all have, in totality, more than 216 criminal charges against them, and yes, Nobody went to jail. Now, another thing is that the protesters around the Planalto is the equivalent of the White House, okay, in the States. So what happened was that the police corralled these people and forced them into buses with no air conditioning. And you know that the weather here is pretty hot, okay?
It's yes.
A tropical nation. And six elderly people have died as a result of it, okay? And now it's a question of on whose side the military... I have to move from my thoughts. I can't talk
okay.
here. But anyway, what happened was that the Moraes issued an arrest warrant for Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro wants to come back to Brazil. And I think that would be a dumb thing to do, because he would be arrested, although he has committed absolutely no crime at all. On the contrary, when he left office, everything was in the blue. Now everything is in the red. Petrobras is the national industry of petroleum here in Brazil. And everything was in red, okay? Lula stole more than $64 billion worth of revenue from Petrobras, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now they put these people, they corralled, they put them into a concentration camp, if you can believe this. 1,600 people are in a concentration camp in Brasilia, and the military, according to the Brazilian constitution, is supposed to intervene. They didn't do anything. Why? Because they found out that all the generals serving under Bolsonaro were all corrupted. They said that Lula was bribing them, not with envelopes full of cash, suitcases full of cash. And they betrayed the man. They betrayed the man, and now they instituted the commission. They violated the Geneva Convention by putting these people in a concentration camp, and six people have died that we know of. Probably there are more than six. They were forced to be standing because there was no place to lay down in the buses in which they were corralled. So it's the situation is very bad. It looks like we're in a civil war already. The problem is, I wish the Brazilian Constitution had a Bill of Rights such as ours, because this would not have happened. And I tell you what, with all honesty, okay, if I could, I would put a bullet in this guy's head in a heartbeat. I would not have any qualms about it. I would put a bullet in this guy's head, Moraes. He's one son of a bitch, okay, that he does not even deserve the title of a human being. He's a bastard. Okay, he betrayed not only the country, he betrayed the people. And as the Constitution states here in Brazil, that the power rests ultimately with the people. And this is the reason why we have this commotion here. And I call it the commotion lightly, okay? But
okay.
The problem is that we have actually received an email from the Department of State urging me to leave the country. And I can't leave the country. My family's here. You know, my wife is here. My dogs are here. Where am I going to go? I don't have any surviving relatives in the States. So I'm stuck here, you know. So what I did was I contacted an old friend who happens to have a gun store. And I armed myself with something which is here. It's completely illegal, which is a rifle, which is fully automatic. And
Mike, we got to take a break for commercials. Do not hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S. Secret.com. SUSANAS Secret.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Mike in Brazil about the conditions inside Brazil right now, and it does sound like they are on the verge of a civil war there. Now, there have been reports that in some instances the military has stepped in to protect the protesters from the federal police, but as you say, their command structure are already compromised.
Yes, you are right, Mike. Yes, some of the military, not all of it, but some of the military protected the protesters, and they formed like a barrier, and the federal police allegedly started shooting at them, and the military opened fire on some of them. The last report that I had was that two federal police officers were killed because of that.
Well, that sounds like a civil war to me.
That's exactly what I was saying. Not only that, but truckers, which here they formed the major distribution of food chain, okay, in this country, because here the trucks are the ones, you know, filling the supermarkets with food. So, and they were going through a tunnel. I don't know exactly in what state this happened. I think it was in Minas Gerais. okay? But it doesn't matter which state this happened. What happened was that the trucks were going through the tunnel, and suddenly there were bandits armed with AK-47s, fully automatic, okay? We're not talking about the civilian versions like we have in the States. I'm talking about a fully automatic AK-47s and M-16s, and this opened fire on the trucks, on the truckers. About half a dozen of them were seriously injured. The problem was that the bandits did not expect the truckers to be armed, and they were. And they opened fire, and they killed all of them inside the tunnel. I have the video here. I tried to send it to you, but it was blocked, and thanks to Google, okay? So
okay.
My name is already on the blacklist on Google because of that. But they started shooting at them, and the truckers shot back at them, and they killed literally every single one of them. They were laying down dead inside the tunnel. And then the ambulances came and picked up the wounded truckers, and some of them very seriously wounded because they were using heavy weapons like an AK-47. Mm-hmm. And now the question is, Lula did not even participate in the inauguration of his presidency. He was somebody that looked like him. They put a plastic mask on the guy. He was literally a lookalike, like him, like Hillary Clinton had.
I understand Lula has already fled Brasilia for Sao Paulo.
Yeah, no. I had different versions of the story that he left. He went to Venezuela, or he went to Cuba, or he's hiding in Brazil. Somewhere in Brazil.
Okay.
And I think this is the most plausible explanation. He is here, somewhere in Brazil. He is not in Cuba. He is not in Venezuela. Okay? The problem is that he invited the Venezuelan army to come into Brazil. He invited them, not invited them, told them so.
Well, that's what got King Charles I beheaded.
Yeah, and you know what? I live close to Venezuelan border, Mike. This is what worries me. This is the reason why I purchased this fully automatic weapon, because I expect to see. Oh, and another thing that I forgot to tell you, Lula passed a decree, a presidential decree, that anybody that has a house bigger than 60 square meters in feet, I don't know how much that is, you know, how big that is in feet in the Anglo-Saxon measurement system, but it's 60 meters. If your house, and my house is more than 60 meters, is about 200 meters, square meters, I'm supposed to share this with the invaders who invade properties, and including farms. They invaded farms. They stole cattle from at gunpoint, literally. They stole cattle from the farmers, and the farmers, some of them were disarmed. Some of them were armed, and they shot and killed many of them. So expect this in the United States. This is a warning shot, okay? Expect this. Arm yourself. Make sure your powder is dry. And if somebody comes to your door and has no business being there, tell them to leave. Don't ask them twice. Just ask them once. Leave, or you'll never leave again, okay? So the problem is, Mike, here I'm in a situation like I'm between a rock and a hard place because I can't leave. The State Department sent me a memo, and they said that, I better go back to the States, and because the situation here is very volatile. And I sent an email back to them. I said, I can't go because I have my family here. Well, what am I supposed to do, you know? Go back to the States? I don't have anybody surviving for my family there. So they're all dead. So anyway, I'm just letting you know that the situation in Brazil is escalating every day. Every day is something new. Every day is something new. I'll tell you something. I will call you again if the minute I find out fresh news, okay? And I'm going to verify them that they're not fake, okay? Because I know there's a lot of fakery on the internet, okay?
And yes, there is.
I'm much aware of that. So I'm going to double check it, triple check it to make sure that it's correct. But for now, Lula is in Brazil. He's not in Venezuela. He's not in Cuba. He's not in Mexico, along with Evo Morales. You know the story with Evo Morales, right? That he was chased out of Yeah, I used to go to Bolivia every month, and I was treated very nicely there. And now Evo Morales has political asylum in Mexico, and he's there. And everybody said that Lula is also there. No, he's not. He's not in Mexico. He's not in Venezuela. He's not in Cuba. He is here in Brazil, possibly in Sao Paulo, but I wouldn't bet on that because Sao Paulo is a big city. And not only that, but there in Sao Paulo, they have the Forum of Sao Paulo, which the Forum of Sao Paulo is actually the collection of communists in Latin America. Okay.
Okay.
They meet there once a year. Yes. Go ahead.
No, I was agreeing with you.
Yeah. It's the Forum of Sao Paulo is a collection of communists, the worst of the kind that you can imagine. So probably he's being hidden by his compadres, so to speak, and because if people put their hands on him, he will be lynched, Mike. I'm telling you, he mm-hmm. will be lynched. And along with Moraes, this guy, Alejandro Moraes is his name. He's the supreme judge in the electoral court, as they call it, who seems to have more powers than Bolsonaro. This is what was intriguing. I said, how can somebody in the Supreme Court have more power than the president of the country? So, poor guy, Bolsonaro, he was an honest man, the only one who never took any money under the table. He's being accused of crimes that don't exist. Don't exist. The guy did not commit any crime at all, nothing. Lula, on the other hand, he's been sentenced three times in three different courts. And what Moraes did, he cleaned up his criminal record.
So that he could run for president, yes.
Exactly. Anyway, Mike, let me let you go because I'm sure you got a lot of people out there trying to, you know, call in. So I don't want to hold you up here too long. But anyway, I'll call you back as soon as I find something worth mentioning. I will give you a call, okay?
All right. I look forward to it. Stay safe. Keep your head down. And, you know, don't take any unreasonable risks here. So thank you very much for the phone call. Wow, that's good information there. All right, we're going to go to Charles in St. Pete. Charles, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind? Charles?
Hello, yeah.
Yeah, there you are. Sorry to take so long to get to you.
That's all right. I'll try to be brief. What I was reading in the truthseeker.co.uk, one of the articles, they change the articles from day to day. Very up to date that in Brazil that the United States and the Chi-Coms are together trying to bind the the leftists
mm-hmm.
and they're behind I don't know Tom from Florida he was asking about some kind of what was interferon or something?
No, it wasn't interferon. It was wasn't remdesivir. It was the other one that begins with an R. Rejuven something. Yeah.
Rejuven. Yeah, he wanted to contact somebody about his purposes. I guess in treatment of cancer or I don't know. But anyway, I don't know if Tom or you or your audience has listened to Jeff Rentz, Rentz Radio Network. He has this woman who's a virologist, a graduate of MIT. Her name is Erica Kahn. She's very knowledgeable about things like that, about the whole vaccine that you're in medical things in general. I don't know. I should try to contact Jeff Rentz, his studio.
I know Jeff. I used to do a lot of interviews on his show and link to a lot of stuff from his site. So, yeah, I'll get on to him and see about
getting... Yeah, he'd be a good guest, or Erica Kahn, Eric, K-A-H-N, Erica.
Mm-hmm.
She and Jeff Rentz have a show together on... about the whole thing, you know, about statistics of what the vaccines are really doing, you know, injury to people and deaths and all that stuff, and shedding, you know, the passing it on, many being around people vaccinated and, you know, shedding, you know, could pass it on to people that are unvaccinated.
Yes, including the spike proteins.
Spike protein, yeah. MR, you know, what's his name? Bill Gates, he wants to vaccinate all the poultry and everything with mRNA so that spike proteins can be in their poultry and their vegetables and everything.
Yeah, and that's how they get around vaccine or gene therapy hesitancies. They put it in the food, and you get hungry enough, and you're going to eat the food.
Yeah, you won't have any choice. Bill Gates is one of the number one landowners and farmland in this country already, they say.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let other people call up. I didn't mean to take up time.
Oh, you didn't take up too much time at all. It was good information. Thank you for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, young man. Oh, and hello to that young gal of yours.
Okay.
And speedy recovery to her as usual. Hey, more power to you both. Anyway, the call you had that came from the one fellow in Brazil.
Yes.
That was a mind blower.
Yes.
That was a mind blower. I was like, oh my gosh. But then again, that's kind of reflective of what's going on in the District of Criminals here in the state. So
yeah, there are a lot of parallels there, like, you know, charging Donald Trump with all kinds of crimes he never committed, covering up the crimes that are being committed by Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, the Clintons, and so forth and so on.
It goes on and on and on. Speaking of the federal government, this prospect of the federal government being in charge of your medical coverage, let alone your history, that which you already have access to, for that matter, good gosh, the thought of that, being in charge of what goes on with your medical health from here on out is laughable. The reason I say that is because they can't even control themselves in D.C., as far as what the actions they take regarding the money, the sex, and the greed and the fear and the bloodshed that they're like acting like vampires over. So
yes.
They want to be in charge of people's medical history out in the everyday world. Guess what? It's not yours to have. And for one thing, unless they start paying our bills, get a life, and, you know, they should all be in prison, as I mentioned before at one point in time. They should all be in prison, and that's all there is to it. So they don't deserve the honor or privilege of having people's medical history, period.
Well, it's not just having the medical history. We were talking about out in California, the government now wants to make the decisions for your health care, overruling your doctor. And we're already seeing up in Canada where they're handing out euthanasia like it's M&Ms or maple sugar, whatever. And it is, you know, medical tyranny is what we're seeing here.
And they don't deserve that right or honor or privilege to be able to handle that either. That's
well, it's certainly not in the Constitution that they have that kind of authority.
You think? I mean, that's between the patient and the doctor or the second opinion or third opinion or fourth opinion, whatever the case might be. The politicians have no right to do that. Period, as you mentioned about regarding the Constitution, Bill of Rights. So, and with that being said, I'll have lime, coconut, and pineapple with my Corona and all the various variants. Later.
All right. Well, thank you very much here, and we're going to get back to some news here. We're coming up on the top of the show. A little bit of good news. There was this ex-college soccer player has won a major lawsuit against the woke coach. And Kirsten Henning played for the women's Virginia Tech soccer team, but she decided to go against the woke order of coach Charles Adair in 2020 because she would not kneel before the game. And this was reported on the New York Post. And the coach basically harassed her, benched her, subjected her to repeated verbal abuse, and eventually forced her off the team. She sued, and the lawsuit is moving forward. But apparently a $100,000 settlement has now been reached before the lawsuit could get to trial. The statement's settlement stated Henning's First Amendment rights were violated because of her coach's woke demands, which is why she could push for this sizable settlement for what happened to her. Good for her. People have got to fight back against this woke nonsense and being told, you will kneel before Zod, or whatever it was he was trying to get her to do here. All righty. Now, getting on back to Tom's comment about seeing commercials that always seem to feature a white woman and a black gentleman here, Kumail Nanjiani is saying Hollywood... Oh, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. And we're just cleaning up a few stories here leading to the end of the show. Out there in Hollywood, in the name of equity and wokeness and unfair stereotypes, Hollywood does not want to cast non-white actors as villains. Okay, if they're going to have a villain in a show, they got to be white. We've absolutely got to make them white. Well, you know, they don't seem to care much about the feelings of white people. And certainly, making everybody a white villain is contradicted by the actual crime statistics here. Now, wokeness has gone just really totally over the line. Apparently, in the Batman comics, the Joker is now pregnant. Okay. And the comic is trying to say, well, they're not trying to be woke or anything, but they just figured it's the next step in the story of the Joker. And he's going to be pregnant now and have a child. And I'm wondering how Harley Quinn is going to feel about that. Meanwhile, over in Minnesota, their teaching licensure board will soon require all teachers to basically endorse child sex change surgery in order to get a license to teach in the state of Minnesota. Okay? They're basically holding out the license and say, you've got to approve with chopping off the genitals of little kitties, or you don't get to be a teacher in this state. And, I mean, this is there. It's a full court press with all this nonsense here. Meanwhile, up in Oregon, the Oregon Health and Science University has announced it is expanding its gender-affirming services, which include castration for the purpose of vaginoplasty, which means making a fake one out of whatever. They're rolling out what are called neopenises that are grafts from the skin of your forearm. I mean, it's Frankenstein's monster up there. And they're doing this transgender mutilation. They're getting a lot of money for it as well. It's another thing. And let's see. Okay. I was wondering about that. Now, over in Virginia, the Attorney General Jason Mayars is now opening an investigation into the Fairfax County Public Schools after one of the high schools, and now three, have admitted hiding merit awards from its students in the name of equity. And this is unfair to the students who work to excel, because those merit awards have a bearing on their admission to college and the possibility of getting a scholarship. And the school district said, well, you know, that's just not fair to those students who didn't want to study, and we're going to just do something about that. So now there's an investigation. All righty. Now, there is a scientist, Dr. Wallace Mannheimer, who's published a science paper saying that the net zero political project is basically will lead to the end of modern civilization. All of this green energy and renewable cannot be made to work on a scale to support the current population. All righty, there's the music. The show is over. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog is off this week. Tom D. with Ron O'Donnell are taking the show today with some important legal news as well. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. We need your help to get through these dark times. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.